Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kennedy and Annie are off on vacation. They will be back on Monday. My wife, Lana, is in here co-hosting. And yesterday on the show, a little bit later in the show, producer Dan came to us with a game called the Couples Match Game.
And now it's time to play everybody's favorite game, Carson and Kennedy's Couples Match. Let's find out how Carson will put undue strain on his marriage today.
Well, yesterday we played and we got, of the five questions, we got none of them right.
It was a rough outing for
your
marriage.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
How long have we been married, babe?
11 years.
Almost 12. October
yes.
will be 12 years.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I sure couldn't tell.
And 17. 17 years together in October. Our wedding and the day we met almost coincided with each other.
So it's like we didn't even know each other.
I begged Dan to give us another shot.
Here is your chance at redemption.
So yesterday, I was kicked out of the studio. Lana answered all the questions, and I tried to couples match with her.
Yes.
We're going to flip it this time, babe. You have to leave the studio, right?
Yep, that's what we're going to do.
All right, bye.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now.
I might have to cheat in order to win.
Close the door behind you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to America's favorite game show. I am your host, Dan Breslin.
Hey.
And I have curated five marital questions. Some are a little indelicate. Some are a little awkward. And we're going to find out just how well does this couple match? Question one. What is the one thing Lana does that drives you absolutely bonkers?
Man, there are a couple of things that like tie and I can't decide. One of them is like,
I only need one.
I know. She turns on the lights all the time in our bedroom when I'm sleeping. And you know how precious sleep is.
Yeah, when you wake
up at 4.
Doing
what we do. The other thing is she loses things all the time and then gets mad at me when I lose things. And then she does get kind of loud.
I can only take one. Stop trying to hedge your bets.
I don't like it when she gets loud.
Okay, she is loud.
Yeah, she yells. And she's not yelling, she's just loud. But.
Okay. Question number two. You've met a lot of Lana's family over the years. You've lived with a couple of them.
Yeah.
Who is the most unusual family member of Lana's that you have met and why?
Huh. She's probably not going to get this, but I think it's her uncle, Uncle Doug. Because I think he's a spy.
You think Uncle Doug is a spy?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think that. Like, he works for the government. He disappears for years at a time. They don't have a great relationship. I'm just going to say Uncle Doug the spy.
Wow, that was not what I was expecting. Okay. Question number three. What was the first thing you remember when you first met Lana back
That's easy. The Peanuts song.
The Peanuts song?
Yep.
Please elaborate.
She's from Dothan, Alabama. That is home. That is the home of the Peanut. Peanut capital of the world. And she was in the Little Miss Peanut pageant. And she sang the Peanut song.
Fun facts. Peanut capital of the world. Okay. Guess it's got to be somewhere.
Yep.
Question number four. Who is more likely to start a fight between you two? And then on the other end, who is more likely to say I'm sorry first?
Lana is more likely to start the fight. And Lana is more likely to apologize.
Well, that's fair then. If she's going to start it, she should say sorry. Question number five. We're going to get a little dark here.
Okay.
If both of you were trapped on a desert island, who would be more likely to eat the other one to stay alive?
Lana would eat me.
That was fast.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
you're done.
All right, Lana's coming back in the studio. Welcome back, babe. All right, we went 0 for 5 with couples match yesterday.
So I'm just so I know, because maybe I didn't understand yesterday. I'm answering how I think
you're trying to match Carson's answers.
Right. Yeah. Okay, and it's about me?
Yep. Okay. The questions are all related to you from his perspective.
All about me.
All right, Lana, the first thing I asked Carson, I asked him, what was the one thing about you that drove him absolutely bonkers?
That I'm OCD?
Said you're loud.
That drives you nuts?
Also that you turn all the lights on when he's sleeping. He had a list, actually. I told him pick one.
Shut up, Dan.
Now I know how you really feel. I can be louder.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
I am not that loud.
And I knew she would say that.
That's exactly what a loud person
actually,
would say.
I am loud. I know. But I know. I wouldn't think. Why would that? Okay.
Whatever. Question number two. Carson has met a lot of your family over the years. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, who is your most unusual family member and why does he think that way?
Ooh.
That's a tough question.
Is it, are they, does it mean that they are still in the family or, or could they be a divorced person from the, most unusual? My dad?
I thought about saying that one, but unusual, I picked Uncle Doug.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Uncle Henry.
Oh, Uncle Henry.
You got some weird uncles, huh?
He likes, he took me squirrel hunting and skinned a squirrel in front of me. That was kind of weird, too.
Okay.
All right. We are 0 for 2, babe.
It's down south stuff right there. Yeah. And I asked Carson, what was the first thing he remembered about you the first time you guys met?
Oh, geez. I think it's one of two things. That one of my friends that was with me was cute.
Is that true?
That wasn't the first time we met.
Oh, the first time we met?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, my hair, something about my hair.
The Peanut song.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time we met.
It was at the radio station.
No!
You sang the Peanut song.
I mean, see, this is what happens when you get old like Carson.
Oh, your memory fades?
I swear.
We met at the radio station. You were right there in the window of the radio station.
Yes, I was.
And you came
to
in.
Pick up a ballot.
Yes,
you argue with me all the time. And I did not sing the Peanut song that day. We fail. We're losers.
0 for 3.
Great.
Two questions. Marriage is in crisis. Question number 4.
Yes.
If we, I'm really going to be, like, depressed.
I asked Carson, who is more likely to start a fight between you two? And then who, on the other end, who is more likely to apologize first?
Oh.
Both. Answer both.
Answer both?
Yeah.
I am definitely the more likely to start a fight. And I'm definitely more likely to apologize.
Hey! First. Yes!
1 for 9!
Yes!
Yes!
So you start the fights, but then you apologize after?
Perfect. Yes, exactly. I'm always a starter.
All right, last one.
I think you're going to get this one, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I asked Carson, we're going to get a little dark, just so you know.
Oh, great.
I asked Carson, if both of you were trapped on a desert island, who would be more likely to eat the other one to stay alive? Don't look at my sheet.
Carson would be more likely to eat me.
Oh, he said you fast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I barely eat meat. You think I'm going to eat a person?
I didn't think of it like that.
Oh, gross.
All right. We went 1 for 10, babe. There it is. The couple's match game. Me and my wife.
I mean, but I did get that fight question right.
I still have questions about the Peanuts song.
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Oh, come on.
Give the people what they want.
Yes, hang on. Hold on.
Why? Because you're going to record it.
Sing the Peanut song, babe.
Everyone wants to
Peanut
know.
Peanut sitting on a railroad track. Heart was all a flutter. Train came chugging down the track. Whoops, peanut butter.
I mean, seriously.
I can sing just like a lark.
And that's why you were Little Miss Peanut.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.